Virus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CIOU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Signal Resources Limited, Thunder Bay's locally owned and operated audio-visual professionals. Contact them about your next multimedia event or installation at 807-475-9341 or at signalresources.com. The Thunder Bay Community Auditorium. Find them at tbca.com to purchase tickets and find out all of the details on their upcoming events. Vox Popular Media Arts Festival, located inside Trinity Hall at 310 Park Avenue. Join the fun every September for the annual Media Arts Fest, entering its 16th year in 2020.
Yeah. Thunder Bay's campus and community radio, CILU 102.7 FM, on the web, luradio.ca. Good evening and good Friday night to everybody. It is Matt Prokopchuk, and you are listening to Glam Rocks here on CILU. 60 minutes of good time rock and roll, of course, to get you into your weekend. Cinderella starting us off tonight with Falling Apart at the Seams. That was the lead track off of the band's second record, Long Cold Winter. Got a fun show for you lined up here, of course, on this Friday night, and a welcome along. We're going to hear some music from Tiger Tales, of course, one of the most glammy, I would say, visually groups of the 1980s, and boy, does that cover a lot of ground. But Tiger Tales kind of had a nice little comeback in the 21st century, post-2000, and released a few albums after their 1980s heyday. We're going to go back to the 2006 record Berserk 2.0. It was kind of a spiritual successor, I guess, to the 1990 album Berserk of the same name that really kept a lot of the big hair metal, if you want to call it, themes alive, kind of brought it into the 21st century. But we're going to go back and spin one of the tracks from there. We're going to have a little bit of fun on tonight's show as well. We're going to go back and play some music from Pantera as well. Yes, we're going to go back to some of their more glam-oriented music from the 1980s, the independently released music that they were putting out before changing their style and morphing their style, I guess, evolving their style. That would obviously pay huge dividends with Cowboys from Hell and subsequent records. But we're going to go back to some of those earlier days when they sounded a lot more along the lines of, say, Van Halen and Kiss than they did Exhorter. So we're going to play that. And we're going to play some music from a band called Chicory Tip. And they were actually a pop band from the 1970s that had a little bit of a flirtation with the British glam sound in the 1970s. So all of that and much more coming up tonight. Of course, questions, comments, song requests, you can always shoot me an email, glamrocks@luradio.ca. That's glam, ROXX, at luradio.ca. Well, Helix had a number of hits, especially in this country, here in the 1980s, of course, part of the pop metal movement at the time. One of their earlier ones was off of No Rest for the Wicked, and it's a good one. Here is Helix with Heavy Metal Love here on Glam Rocks on CILU 102.7 FM.
She does your time, it's like a ring in the bell.
Of the album Berserk 2.0, here is Tiger Tales with Sugar Fever here on Glam Rocks on CILU 102.7 FM.
Oh, politics. I can wait all night. Is it you? Is it me? Gosh, you know we tried.
Thunderbase Campus and Community Radio, CILU 102.7 FM on the web, luradio.ca. Some music there from Joey C. Jones and the Glory Hounds. Nice little bit of power pop there called Wait All Night. Very interesting. The song was actually written by the guys in Cheap Trick. And to my knowledge, I have a lot of music that Cheap Trick has put out. To my knowledge, they never recorded that song. But the songwriting bears Rick Nielsen and Robin Zander's names. So very interesting. I've always kind of wondered the story behind that one. And before that, we heard Teenage Head with Infected and Tiger Tales with Sugar Fever from 2006's Berserk 2.0. You're listening to Glam Rocks on this Friday night. Matt Prokopchak here with you, of course. A parent of hair-raising Fridays every week here on CILU. I'm going to take a short break. We have some music from the Kings coming up right after this.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Campus Tech, located in the tunnels across from LUSU at Lakehead University. They are the only Apple-authorized service provider in northwestern Ontario. They also offer educational pricing on dozens of items, as well as a wide selection of computer and gaming accessories. Stop in and chat, or check out stock and order online at campustech.ca. Magnus Theatre, bringing a revolutionary season of live theatre to northwestern Ontario. Get your 2019-2020 tickets by visiting magnustheatre.com. The Argus, Lakehead University's student newspaper. Available on Wednesdays during the school year, around campus, around the city, or online at theargus.ca.
The signs are out, the timing's right. No doubt about what's going tonight. Me up, she called my name. She's in a rut and was the field of flame. I got a love song, and I got everything you're looking for. And if you want to go looking, I know that we apart.
Campus and Community Radio, CILU 102.7 FM on the web, luradio.ca. Some music there from Steelheart. That was Down and Dirty, and in before that, Love Store by The Kings. Love Store having a bit of an Ace Frehley vibe, I have always felt. Some of Ace's solo work, especially back in the 1970s, you know, the Kiss solo records that all four members of Kiss released back in 1978. Ace Frehley's easily the hardest rocking of the bunch. And could be occasionally dark as well. And I don't know, Love Store for some reason always kind of had a bit of a maybe new wave style or almost a new wave take on what Ace was doing on that record. I don't know. That's something that's always kind of popped into my head over the years. Anyway, you're listening to Glam Rocks on this Friday night. Matt Prokopchak here with you, of course, part of Hair Raising Fridays every week here on CILU. Great to have you along for the ride, as always. We're going to play some music now from Pantera, and if you think that's a little bit of a stylistic shift for the show, well, if we were going Cowboys from Hell and onwards, you would absolutely be correct. That's not what we're doing. We're going to go back to the 1980s when Pantera was still an independent band releasing albums on a record label owned actually by their father in the studio that that the boys and their father had. Their father actually did a fair bit of production for, I believe, country and western artists dating back a number of decades, and so the Abbott brothers literally, quite frankly, grew up in the studio, and as teenagers and you guys in their young 20s, they were cutting the first Pantera records throughout the 1980s. Much different than the music that they would lean into when Phil Anselmo took over lead vocals. These first three records, of course, were handled vocally by Terry Glaze, and musically had much more to do with bands like Kiss and Van Halen and the then thriving pop metal sound than Pantera would later become known for. Now, of course, these albums for years were hidden as best as the band could and ultimately dismissed. I mean, nowadays nothing's a secret anymore, and even though these records, to my knowledge, have never been officially released, you know what? They're a lot of fun to go back and listen to. Does it sound like Pantera? No, of course not. But stylistically, it fits right in with the times, and not as poppy as you might think. If you've never heard these records and they get compared to Poison and all that stuff, it's really not even close. It takes a lot more cues, again, from bands like Kiss, Def Leppard, even Motley Crue, sort of the harder edge, the heavier edge of the glam metal scene. And as the decade would wear on, even before Anselmo joined the band, they would start incorporating some elements of thrashier styles into the music, classic metal as well, like Judas Priest. So it was really kind of an 80s kind of hard rock, heavy metal melting pot, so to speak. The young musicians wearing their influences on their sleeve. So we're going to go back to 84's Projects in the Jungle record and the kickoff album. Always loved this song. This is Pantera with Over Tonight here on Glam Rocks on CILU 102.7 FM. We'll be right back.
Rockaroos, train out of Memphis. Liverpool, Johnny Rocks, that round Paul's place. That's the way the rhythm comes down. Well, King plays the king in a rainbow crown. Oh, King Rocker. A King Rocker.
Rock.
King Carl. King Carl. Elvis on a body.
body shooting from the hip bone. Quasi kids in latex hammer. Creole was sharp, but his guitar was acoustic. Go, go, Johnny, go, use your electric. Crazy man, crazy. King Rock Man, a King Rock Man. Gotta find a hit, gotta leave it at the store. Some jive, Elvis took a dive, waiting for the time, more dead than alive. Red Sox five, put some men on 4-2. For imagine if they ever come through. We'll see this fire right through to the last round. Well, for the man who's putting out a boss sound. One of these kids goes.
Campus and Community Radio, CILU 102.7 FM, on the web, luradio.ca. Some music there from Nick Gilder. That was Runaways in the Night, and before that we heard Generation X with King Rocker. Brighton Rock with Who's Foolin' Who, and kicking us off that set was Pantera with All Over Tonight. Well, that's going to do it for tonight's show. We're going to take you out with a little bit of glam pop here from the 1970s from a group called Chicory Tip. Here is Cigarettes, Women, and Wine. Have a great week, everybody. I'll talk to you in 7 days.
You're giving yourself peace of mind, and you're supporting the CHAMP program for child amputees. If you lose your keys, the Waramps can return them to you by courier with the help of your personalized key tag. Key return by courier. It's simple, fast, and it's free. What's more, thanks to your support, child amputees receive the artificial limbs they need to lead active lives. Order your key tags at 1-800-250-3030 or waramps.ca.